Hello, and welcome to another episode of Robert Reed's Wikipedia. Today, we're reading about jerky, some of that sweet, salty meat. It's yummy, it's delicious. Let's read about it. Jerky is lean meat that has been trimmed of fat, cut into strips, and then dried to prevent spoilage. Normally, this drying includes the addition of salt to prevent bacteria from developing on the meat before sufficient moisture has been removed. The word jerky is derived from the Quechua word karki, which means dried salted meat. All that is needed to produce basic jerky is a low temperature drying method and salt to inhibit bacterial growth. So it's pretty easy to make. Modern manufactured jerky is normally marinated in a seasoned spice rub or liquid and dried, dehydrated, or smoked with low heat. Some product manufacturers finely grind meat, mix in seasonings, and press the meat paste into flat shapes prior to drying. So they kind of just chop it up and reform it so it's a little easier. I don't know. It's still delicious, so whatever. The resulting jerky from the above methods would be a salty or savory snack. However, sometimes a sweet or semi-sweet recipe is used, with sugar being a major ingredient in that variation. Jerky is ready to eat and needs no additional preparation. It can be stored for months without refrigeration. When the protein to moisture content ratio is correct, the resulting meat is cured or preserved. And there are many products in the marketplace which is sold as jerky, which consists of highly processed, chopped, or formed meat, rather than traditional sliced whole muscle meat. These products may contain more fat, but moisture content, like the whole muscle product, must meet a 0.75:1 moisture to protein ratio in the United States. Chemical preservatives can be used to prevent oxidative spoilage, but the moisture to protein ratio prevents microbial spoilage by low water activity. Some jerky products are very high in sugar, and are therefore very sweet, unlike biltong, which rarely provides added sugars. I think I'm going to move on. Next section is about preparation, which talks about the different meats that can be used to make jerky. So let's read about beef. Beef is the culinary name for meat from cattle, particularly skeletal muscle. Humans have been eating beef since prehistoric times. Beef is a source of high-quality protein and nutrients. Beef skeletal muscle meat can be used as is by... What is this? Come on, Wikipedia. You can do better grammar than this. Beef skeletal muscle meat can be used as is by merely cutting into certain parts, roasts, short ribs, or steak, while other cuts are processed. Trimmings, on the other hand, are usually mixed with meat from older, leaner cattle, or ground, minced, or used in sausages. The blood is used in some varieties called blood sausage. Other parts that are eaten include other muscles and offal, such as the oxtail, liver, tongue, tripe, and the reticulum or rumen, glands, the heart, the brain, the kidneys, and the tender testicles of the bull. Yuck. I have no interest in eating most of those. Some intestines are cooked and eaten as is, but are more often cleaned and used as natural sausage casings. The bones are used for making beef stock. So, some different things there. Kind of depends on where you're from, where you're living, what you're eating. Most of those don't sound good to me. Let's read about something else. Let's go to meat. Meat is animal flesh that is eaten as food. I love flesh. Humans have hunted and killed animals for meat since prehistoric times. The advent of civilization allowed the domestication of animals such as chickens, sheep, rabbits, pigs, and cattle. This eventually led to their use in meat production on the industrial scale, with the aid of slaughterhouses, flesh factories. Meat is mainly composed of water, protein, and fat. It is edible raw, but is normally eaten after it has been cooked and seasoned or processed in a variety of ways. Unprocessed meat will spoil or rot within hours or days as a result of infection with and decomposition by bacteria and fungi. Meat is important in economy and culture, even though its mass production and consumption has been determined to pose a risk for human health and the environment. Many religions have rules about which meat that may or may not be eaten, and vegetarian people abstain from eating meat because of concerns about the ethics of eating meat or about the effects of meat production or consumption. Let's read about vegetarians. People who like veggies. Vegetarianism is the practice of abstaining from the consumption of meat, red meat, poultry, seafood, and the flesh of any other animal, and may also include abstention from byproducts of animal slaughter. Vegetarianism may be adopted for various reasons. Many people object to eating meat out of the respect for sentient life. Such ethical motivations have been codified under various religious beliefs as well as animal rights advocacy. Other motivations for vegetarianism are health-related, political, environmental, cultural, aesthetic, economic, or personal preference. There are variations of the diet as well. An ovo-lacto-vegetarian diet includes both eggs and dairy products. An ovo-vegetarian diet includes eggs but not dairy products. And a lacto-vegetarian diet includes dairy products, but not eggs. A vegan diet excludes all animal products, including eggs and dairy. A vegan is strictly veggies and fruits and other things. Absolutely no meat is allowed. Some vegans also avoid other animal products, such as beeswax, leather or silk clothing, and goose fat shoe polish. I didn't know that goose fat was made into shoe polish. That's kind of weird. Packaged and processed foods such as cakes, cookies, candies, chocolate, yogurt, and marshmallows, all yummy things, often contain unfamiliar animal ingredients. So maybe a special concern for vegetarians due to the likelihood of such additions. Often, prior to purchase or consumption, vegetarians will scrutinize products for animal-derived ingredients. Vegetarians' feelings vary with regard to these ingredients. For example, while some vegetarians may be unaware of animal-derived rennet's role in the production of cheese, and may therefore unknowingly consume the product, other vegetarians may not take issue with its consumption. So basically, you get to do whatever you want. Whatever makes you happy. However far you want to look into things. You know, you do you. If you're a vegetarian, like, comment, and subscribe. I think that's think that's a good time for the episode. I believe it's at about 13 minutes. It's a little over 10. So I'll go ahead and end it here. Thanks for listening or watching, however you're doing it. I appreciate you. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.